Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Tes, and we are starting Chesom Beis on the bottom with Halacha Vav, and a Vilna source daf on Chesom Beis as well. And today's daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And up until now, for the most part, we've been discussing Kaira, that's the crossbeam at the top of the Mavoi. Now we're going to begin discussing Lechi, which is a side post that we can fix up the Mavoi with. So the Mishnah tells us Lechayim Shamru, these Lechis that we've mentioned previously that could be used to fix up a Mavoi. Governor Sar Tvachim, they have to be at least 10 Tvachim tall. Reichman Va'avian Kol Shein, but their width and thickness could be even the smallest amount. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Rachman Shlesha Tfachim, they have to be 3 Tfachim wide. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, L'chaim Sh'amar V'chulu, and we clarify this, Masiso Meshuchim Min HaKaisel. Our mission is referring to when they're off of the wall. In other words, when Rabbi Yossi says they have to be 3 Tfachim wide, that means when it's not attached to the wall. Tessam Ralph on the top, Avalam Ha'yismuchim L'Kaisel, if they're attached to the wall, over Rabbi Yossi Maida, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, they can be very thin, they don't have to be 3 Tfachim. It's only when they're off of the wall, they're not attached to it, that Rabbi Yossi says, it's okay if they're 3 Tfachim. And actually, as we're going to see in a Braisa right now, this is really a cool in Rabbi Yossi, because according to the Chachamim, when it's off of the wall, then there's a problem and there's air here and air there. This board, there's lechi, is completely batal, and therefore we need Ayman Meruba Alaparutz, more standing wall than broken open space. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a kula. All we need is a lechi that's 3 tefachim wide, even though it's off the wall, and that's not a problem. And Vitani Kane, this is what the Brisa says, Asal Chayim L'mavoy, if you made 2 lechis for the Mavoy, Im Gavin Menaris Pachas Mishleisha, Aisha Yusmuch L'Kais Pachas Mishleisha, Mutter. If they're less than 3 tefachim off of the ground, meaning they're a little bit off the ground, but less than 3 tefachim, or they're less than 3 tefachim off of the wall, that's mutter, no problem, because we say lavud. However, shleisha, if they're 3 tefachim off the wall, then they're not kosher as a lechi, and vushehe ha'imid rabba l'chalol, there has to be more standing wall, meaning the entire entranceway of the mavoi has to have more boards and more standing space than empty airspace in order for it to be kosher. Continuing with the braiso, with a whole bunch of different situations of how we could have a lechi for the mavoi. Number one is avne habinyan, hayotzis men habinyan, stones or bricks of the wall that are coming out of it. What's this referring to? So think about it. When you build a wall, what do? You don't put one brick on top of another and cement them. That's not stable. It's much better to put 2 bricks on the floor and then 1 brick situated in the middle on top of them. That makes it much more solid. It's basically a staggered pattern. So imagine that the end of the wall, the mavoi, has a staggered pattern of bricks that some are sticking out, some are in, some are out, some are in, because it's unfinished. It's not smooth. Are those able to be used as a lechi? And the answer is, im ein bein achas chaverta shlesha tfachim, if there isn't 3 tfachim in between the bricks, meaning the bricks are not so thick, so it's less than 3 tefachim of gap, of space, in between the bricks, nidin kel chayayim, it can be considered like a lechi, no problem. Another situation, karen zavis yatsi mikan, v'karen zavis yatsi mikan, nidin kel chayayim. We have 2 corners coming out, one from this side, one from that side, that's judged as 2 lechis. If you're using the Ayz V'Hadr with Parashah of Chaim Kanievsky, there's a picture of this. If you're using Ayz V'Hadr, there's a picture. If you're not using either of those, but you have the carbon aid and Pnei Moshe on the right and left of your Gemara, it's pretty simple. You basically have your 2 mavui walls, and then instead of ending flush, straight, they curve in a little bit, kind of like an L on each side, and even though that's part of the wall, that's going to look like 2 lechis, and it's perfectly fine. Here's another 2 examples. We have the wall that goes inside, and it looks like a board inside, but it's flush from the outside. We'll explain this in a moment. Oh, it's the exact opposite. It's flush on the inside, and it looks like a board from the outside. In both these cases, it's judged like a lechi. Here as well, we actually have pictures all over, not only in Rav Chaim and in the art school, but also in the Karbon Eidah and in the Pnei Moshe. If you see, we basically have the shape of a ches, and the one of them has a protrusion facing inside, the other one has a protrusion facing outside. That's basically just the thickness of the wall. It's not something that was attached to it, it's just the wall was thicker on that part, and so when the protrusion is going inside the mavoi, that means it's flush on the outside, and when the protrusion is on the outside, that means it's flush on the inside of the mavoi. In both these situations, it's considered like a lechi. And the chiddush over here is that even in the second case, where when a person's standing inside the mavoi, both walls are flush, and you can't see the lechi because on the outside, that's not a problem, because when you're standing outside the mavoi and you're looking at the entranceway, you see that one of the walls is thicker, and therefore that's considered a proper lechi. Moving on, another example, hayamashuch, let's say it was extended. And over here also we have a picture in Reb Chaim and an art scroll, where basically the thickness of the wall remains the same, it's just that extending from one of the walls is the lechi facing outwards. It's not inside the entranceway of the mavoi, it's outside facing Yishra Sarabim. Abba Rav Chana Omer, he tells us, Rayin Oysa Kilu Hu Kanos, we view it as if it's inside the mavoi, and it would be kosher. Now Hasar Chizda, Rav Chizda asked the following question, really on the previous case, where we're on the inside of the mavoi, the walls are totally flush and flat, and the lechi is actually the protrusion on the outer part of the wall of the chatzar, and now that's fine, here we have a problem. V'taninon, we have a mishnah that tells us as follows, Chatzar G'dayla Shenivetzal L'Ktana. We have a large chatzar that got broken open to a small one, which basically means we have 2 chatzeros right next to each other, one wider, one smaller. We have a very rough picture drawn of this in the Karbon Eidah, but we're not going to use this exact picture. Art school actually has a very good picture for using that Gemara. And there used to be a wall dividing them, and then that wall fell down. So here we have these two chatzeros open into each other. The problem is that even though each one of these chatzeros individually made their own Eirei chatzeros, since they didn't make an Eirov together because there was originally a wall there, and now technically it's considered like one big chatzer because it's open, carrying here should not be allowed. However, what does the Mishnah say? Hagadayla mutaris vaktana asura. Carrying is still allowed in the bigger chatzer, but in the smaller chatzer, it's asur. Why is that? Well, the bigger chatzer is still considered like it has walls. Take a look at this basic picture drawn in the Karbon Eda. The chatzer gadayla, the very big one, still has walls on the fourth side. And so even though the entrance to the chatzer katana is completely open, it's still considered like it has four walls. It's the chatzer katana which has the problem that it's completely open to the chatzer gadayla without walls, and that's why no carrying is allowed in the small chatzer. But here's the question from Chizdai. Why don't we treat the walls of the big chatzer as two lechis for the small chatzer, and it should be permitted to carry in the small chatzer as well? And we're going to still be using this picture in the Karbon Eda, and now we're going to explain why it's not perfect. Here the picture is drawn that the walls of the chatzer ketana extend into the chatzer gedayla. We want to take those away, just erase that part of the wall that's going in, and imagine that the wall of the chatzer ketana ends at these two small walls of the chatzer gedayla. And so suggestions as follows. The same way that we just said before, that even if the walls inside the mavi are flush, but outside there's a lechi, why don't we apply that to here? Imagine you're standing in the chatzer ketana, and even though the walls are flat and flush and there's no visible lechi, if you walk right outside the chatzer ketana into the chatzer gedayla and you turn towards the right and the left, you have a whole long wall on both sides. That's the wall of the chatzer gedayla, but still could be used as a lechi for the chatzer ketana, and so therefore carrying should be allowed in the small chatzer. Why does Mishnah say that it's aser? And so we're going to have a number of answers to this. Amalei Abba Baruch Chana, Tifter, we could explain that Meshuchin Yosem Eser, that these walls of the chatzer gedayla that we want to use as a lechi, they're actually longer than 10 amos, and that can't be considered a lechi. A wall that's 10 amos is way too big to be considered a lechi, and that's why carrying in the small chatzer is not allowed. However, Tani Rav Shain Kumi Rav Acha, Rav Shain taught a brisa in front of Acha, asking, what do you mean? We have a brisa that says, Begdayla Achas Esrei Ubiktana Eser, that the large chatzer that we're talking about is actually 11 amos wide, and the small chatzer we're talking about is 10 amos wide, which means that the big chatzer is only one amma wider than the smaller chatzer, and in amma six tfachim, which if we split that into two, that's three tfachim on this side, three tfachim on the other side, and that's a perfectly good lechi. And Haja Kushla Duchta, the question comes back, why can't the chatzer katana use these two small walls of the chatzer gedayla as lechis to be allowed to carry? And on this, the Gemara answers, is Bais Masnisa, they searched for this braisa, v'lishtakcha, it wasn't found. And Amar Ravacha, Ravacha said, Kain Amar Shem Lakish, this is what Rish Lakish said, Kol Meshesh Shaloi Nechasal Chabura, Ein Saim Chinalaya. Any teaching, any braisa that wasn't included in the Chabura of Rav Chi and Rav Ashaya, they're the ones that taught all authoritative braises. If it's not found in their grouping of braises, then it's not a valid braisa anyway, and this braisa that Rav Shain quoted wasn't found there, so wouldn't have to pay attention to it. I think Gemara Tesvon Beis on top continues discussing, Omar Rav Yosef says that even if you want to say this is a valid braisa, it's still not a question. Asya Keman Demar Chatzin Yeteres B'Shnei Pasin Obavad Paschal Arba Tvachin Mikan Upaschal Arba Tvachin Mikan. This braisa is according to the Manda Omar that we have to have two lechis, not just one. Each one of them has to be four tvachim wide. Three tvachim is not enough. And according to this braisa, as we explained, the big chatzer was only an amma bigger than the smaller chatzer, and an amma split into two is three tvachim on this side, three tvachim on that side, which means we don't have lechis of four tvachim, and that's why we can't carry in the small chatzer. Now we have another explanation, and pay attention to the girsa change. Amar Rav Yisrael Rabon, Vafilu Tamar Kain, even if you want to say that Asi Kaman Demar Chatzer Yeteres Bapas Echad, this braisa is going according to Amar that a chatzer only needs one board, one lechi, and not two of them. Still, we have a problem. Ubavad Paschal Arba Tvachim. According to Manda Amar, that board, that lechi, has to be at least four tvachim. And as we said, we only have three tvachim on each side, not four tvachim, and that's why we can't carry here. And we're not gyrus these next six words of Mikan Upaschal Arba Tvachim Mikan. And here's our last answer. Rav Ukva says, B'sher Rabban and Taman, Ligdailahin Nidainos, Ve'in Nidainos Liktano, we can only use these walls for the big one and not for the small one. In other words, the reason why we can't use the walls of the Chatzar Gdailah as a lechi for the Chatzar Ktano is because they're walls of the Chatzar Gdailah. If you want to use a lechi that's on the outside of the wall of the Mavoi, like we explained previously, that's no problem. That's only if it's self-standing and it's not being used for anything else, which basically means that when you're in the Rosh Hasharabim and you're looking at the entranceway of the Mavoi, you see that there's this protrusion on the wall on the outside, and it's obvious that it's being used as a lechi for this Mavoi. But in this situation, where we have two chatzeres together, the walls of the Chatzar Gdailah are clearly walls for the Chatzar Gdailah and not lechis for the Chatzar Ktana, and that's why they can't be used as such. We now discuss another case. The Gemara says, Kaisal Shetzidai Echad Yotze Vitzidai Echad Kanos. We have our two walls, our entranceway of our Mavoi. One of them is extended out to the Rosh Hasharabim, and one of them is set in, which basically means that the walls are are uneven and one extends a little bit out. This is no problem. Kano Amar Kano says, just take the kaira and put it slanted on top of the walls and use it slanted. Here we have a handy picture in the Karbon Eda and the Bureau of Chaim Kanievsky and the article as well. You could see that the entranceway into the Mavli is slanted, so just place the kaira slanted and it's no problem. Use the entranceway like regular. However, you have no qualifications. Rav Acha says, B'shem Kahana, we could put the cross beam slanted and use it slanted. As long as that cross beam is not longer than 10 amos. The entrance of the Mavui, as we discussed previously, is not to be wider than 10 amos. But if that longer wall extends too far out, then the slanted beam, the slanted kaira, might end up being longer than 10 amos, and that would be a problem. But as long as it's not longer than 10 amos, it's no issue. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, that's proper girsa, Kaimer Rav Dima Nechisa said the same thing. The word Nechisa means to go down, or the one who went down, and this refers to Rav Dimi, who left Eretz Yisrael and went down to Bavel, so he holds the same thing, as long as the slanted kaira is not longer than 10 amas. Now Rav Acha says, B'shem Rishim and Lakish, another qualification, as long as this long wall isn't extended more than Dalet Amas than the other one, because once it's extended 4 amas longer than the short one, that extra space that it covers is actually considered like its own Mavoi, and then we would not be able to put a slanted beam there to cover it. So these two qualifications that we just mentioned, Rav Acha B'shem Kahana, that it can't be more than 10 amas long, and Rav Acha B'shem Rishim and Lakish, that the longer wall itself is not allowed to be more than 4 amas longer than the other one, and it tells us, Hashkachas Amar, we now found to say that Madat Sricha Lohen, Pshita Lohen, whatever was a question for this one was Pasha for the other one, whatever was a question for the other one was Pasha for this one. Basically, since Kahana only said this din about the beam being longer than 10 amas, must be that he didn't have an answer to what the halacha would be if the wall itself extended 4 amas. And Rish Lakish, by saying a clear psak regarding a wall which is 4 amas too long, he showed that he had a question regarding Kahana's din of, let's say, the beam was more than 10 amas long. But now we have a different explanation of this. Amar Rav Ula says, Mishloisha Vararba Himasnisa, this din that we could put the kaira slanted is only relevant when we're dealing with 3 and 4 tfachim. Pachas Mishloisha, if the longer wall is less than 3 tfachim longer than the shorter wall, Afil Yasim Esr Mutter, then even if the cross beam that's being placed slanted is going to end up being more than 10 amas, it's perfectly mutter. For example, let's say the mavoi is actually 10 amas wide, and that means that now the cross beam, since it's being placed slanted, has to be a little bit longer than 10 amas. But since the long wall is extended less than 3 tfachim out, we consider this all like one, and even though the cross beam is going to be longer than 10 amas, no problem. However, arba, if the longer wall is 4 tfachim longer than the shorter wall, afilu pachas me'eser aser, even if the slanted kaira is going to be less than 10 amas long, it's aser. Because as we know, 4 tfachim is considered something chashuv, it's a makam chashuv, and therefore the slanted kaira doesn't work. Elim kena not kaimen. So what are we referring to? That the kaira is allowed to be slanted, but it's not allowed to be longer than 10 amas, mishlash avad arba. That's only if the longer wall is anywhere between 3 and 4 tfachim longer than the shorter wall, so then we have to make sure that the kaira is not longer than 10 amas. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss Lechi. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.